Boy, that's kind of weak. Everything you do, do heartily unto the Lord. Try that again. Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. All right. Good. Good to have you with us this morning. And our psalm reading is from Psalm 9. If you have your Bibles, you might want to turn there, or you can look on the overhead. But it's a psalm of David concerning the man of faith in time of battle. We all face battles in our life. But it's also, it points out into the future. It's a prophetic psalm of the Messiah, his victory over the evil one, Satan. But it also is faith for us, and it assures us, as we have faith, victory in battle, and also with that victory comes praise from the Lord. And you find within here, it warns the wicked that they will be judged and they will be turned into hell. So it's really a powerful psalm. Psalm 19, why don't you follow along as I read. I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. I will be glad and rejoice in you. I will sing praise to your name, O Most High. When my enemies turn back, they shall fall and perish at your presence. For you have maintained my right and my cause. You sat on the throne judging in righteousness. You have rebuked the nations. You have destroyed the wicked. You have blotted out their name forever and ever. O enemy, destructions are finished forever, and you have destroyed cities. Even their memory has perished, but the Lord shall endure forever. He has prepared his throne for judgment. He shall judge the world in righteousness. He shall administer judgment for the peoples in uprightness. The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in time of trouble. And those who know your name will put their trust in you. For you, Lord, have not forsaken those who seek you. Sing praises to the Lord who dwell in Zion. Declare his deeds among the people. When he avenges blood, he remembers them. He does not forget the cry of the humble. Have mercy on me, O Lord. Consider my trouble from those who hate me. You who lift up from the gates of death, that I may tell of all your praise. In the gates of the daughter of Zion, I will rejoice in your salvation. The nations have sunk down in the pit which they made. In the net which they hid, their own foot is caught. The Lord is known by the judgments he executes. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. For the needy shall not always be forgotten. The expectation of the poor shall not perish forever. Arise, O Lord, do not let man prevail. Let the nations be judged in your sight. Put them in fear, O Lord, that the nations may know themselves to be but men. Why don't we remain standing as Anthony comes up and opens for us in a word of prayer.
Aloha kakaiaka e puli kakoa. Good morning, let us pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for gathering us to this place, Lord, where we come to worship you, to lift your name on high, God. And Father, we thank you for last weekend. Lord, you surely showed your faithfulness, Lord. Thank you for those who came forward and made a decision for Christ, Lord. May you keep them, Father. May you continue to work in their lives that they may bear fruit for your kingdom. Lord, we pray, Lord, for your Holy Spirit to be upon this place this morning, Lord, working in our hearts and in our lives, Father, as we continue to learn how to surrender all parts of our lives to you, Father. Father, I pray, Lord, you just bless your word this morning as Pastor Bill shares it with us, Lord. I pray that you anoint him, Father. Pray that you bless all aspects of our ministries here, Lord, from the children's ministry, Lord, as the teachers over there just begin to rebuild their lives, Father, and lay a foundation, Lord, for their faith in, as they grow to be adults, Lord. So, Lord, just pray that you just pour out your spirit upon this place again, Lord, and just bless every aspect of this ministry and this service. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You can remain standing or be seated as we worship. Shall I fear? we just look to your goodness now. Lord, we thank you for meeting us here in this place. Lord, we thank you that your promise towards us is that wherever we're gathered, that you're here with us. Lord, and we just look to that right now. Father, we want to fix our eyes fully upon you. Lord, would you be our vision this day?
Thank you.
us this morning. Lord, that you just minister to us, Lord, and reveal those areas where you don't have all of us, Lord, and that we might surrender to you afresh this morning. Lord, we praise your name. Amen. Would you all stand with us? This